I'm before the Lord this morning, praise God, just meditating and looking on the inside to see, because I've got notebooks full of sermons all the way back to 1995. I got a thing I can get in there and go back and I sermons, you know. But I don't want to know what yesterday's manna was. I want to know what God is speaking to the body today. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what the enemy's trying to do. Hallelujah. I want to know what God's up to. Hallelujah. How many knows He'll reveal it to us? I had not seen or ear heard what's entered in the heart. But God has revealed it to His prophets. He reveals things by His Spirit. But as I was sitting there meditating this morning, I seen y'all know what tug of war is? You get a big long rope, and you got a team over here, and you got a team over here, and there's a line here, and you got whoever pulls across that line wins. And I could see a tug of war going on in the minds of some of y'all, and some people by way of internet. And I could see the enemy and the demons on one side had a hold of that rope. They couldn't just cross over this rope. They couldn't cross over it. They had to try to drag you in and drag people in to the arena outside of faith in God. See, that line represents a point to where on this side is unbelief and discouragement and darkness. On this side over here is strength and life and power. And I could see demons, and I thought, give me scripture, Lord. He said, Ephesians 6:10. Priest read it too. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Verse 12 says, for you don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then he goes on saying, put on the whole armor of God. He goes on down and tells you what the armor of God is, you know. But my point there is, he pointed that out to me. He said, do you remember how that you wouldn't take prescription drugs in the hospital for the pain you was in? And I said, yes, Lord. I said, I remember. He said, why? I said, because I seen it trying to pull me into darkness. See, my mind would tell me, I've got to have something for this pain. Then the doctors even come in. Some call me rebellious, but I used to be a drug head. I used to be on marijuana and cocaine, and I wasn't an addict where I wouldn't work. I worked 2 and 3 jobs. That's why I can't see how anybody can do drugs and not work, man, unless you're just taking some downers. Go get the good stuff if you gotta have it. That'll make you pump, man. Woo, yeah, baby, let's go. But I said, yes, Lord. I said, even the doctor told me I got to take that painkiller. And the nurse come in there and I said, which one of them are the pain medicine? She said, that's these right here, 2 or 3. I said, take them back. No, the doctor said you got to have them. I said, take them back. Well, I go in there and she says, you got to relax. I said, well, get that tube out of my lungs and I can relax. No, you need to take the pain killer. I said, no, get the tube out of my lungs and I can relax. Well, see, I'm telling you that because there I was, and I knew that if I took them very long, that I would say, I need some more, doc, and I need some more, doc, and I need some more, doc. And see, there was a tug of war going on in my mind right then because my body was in somewhat of pain. I get home, you know, and I get a prescription pill filled, and I didn't take them. I started to sell them. Make some money off of them doctors, man. Why not? Everybody else is. They were worth about $20, $30 pop, probably. I'm being funny. I wouldn't do that. But there was a tug of war going on. See, Satan wanted me in where I was at. He wanted me to cross that line over there so that he could get power over me, so that he could get a little bit more vice grips on me. See, they saw him. We got to make this really not hard. It's really not hard. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, you know, you don't understand about being addicted to drugs. I said, I don't need to understand about being addicted to drugs. I know the chain breaker. I know the one, the yoke breaker. I know the anointing. I know when the word goes in and the anointing is on it. If I can just get them to listen to the word for just a little while, it goes in. The Bible said it's Christ that works in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I didn't deliver myself. No, I didn't. I didn't deliver myself from anger. I didn't deliver myself from bitterness. Hey, some of you bitter this morning. There's a tug. There's a war. There's a tug of war going on. And if you don't turn loose of that tug of war, if you don't turn loose of that and stay over where the light is, I'm telling you, that tug of war will not be well with you. We don't have any power other than Jesus against these principalities and powers. Somebody told me the other day, they said, no, don't go to church or nothing. So I understand they have no understanding. Those that are not engaged in the warfare, those that are not engaged in fasting and praying and going to the house of God and seeking the Lord and listening to sermons, not just because they want to find out information, but they want to know what God is speaking to them. Those kind of people that are not seeking Him, they are sitting in darkness right now, although they might have been born again, sitting in darkness. That tug of war has went on and they hung on to the vine and went over, hung on to the rope over in the darkness. Somebody told me the other day, he said, man, I just really don't understand. Now we're living, it's not like it. He said, it's not like it used to be. He said, you know, I mean, he said, maybe it's just more technology going on. He said, maybe there's just more technology and we're finding out. I said, no. I said, darkness has increased itself. I said, I've been a Christian for a long time. I said, and it's increased itself in the churches, darkness. It's increased itself through people not getting knowledge of what's going on and seeking the Lord. I said, the Bible says, seek and you'll find. I said, but I have angels encamped around about me. You too. All of us that believe. So Paul told them, he said, beware lest a root of bitterness spring up and some of you be defiled. See, a root of bitterness is like cancer. Bitterness is like cancer to a person that gets cancer and there's no cure for it. And I seen people this morning, and they had a hope, like I said, demons on this side of the tug of war of the rope, and Christians, not lost people. These were Christians on this side, and they have hold of the rope, and Satan is trying to draw them through mental warfare into a war that they don't even have to be in. There's battles that Christians are in today that they don't have to be fighting, that you got to forgive and let go. Bitterness will get in there and it will begin to eat. You just don't know what they've done to me. I don't, you know, I mean, this is ungodly. This is Satan with a rope and has bitterness tied to it, has unforgiveness. He has spirits of lust. He has spirits of witchcraft. Did you know that I'm sitting there in the hospital and I knew that if I started on those pills that I would begin to abuse them. And once I started abusing them, then witchcraft is involved. Spirit of witchcraft gets in there. Darkness begins to enter in. What, you know, that's why they only give you 21 pills. Some people are quitting their doctor and going to nothing because they only give them 21. Oh, you ought to praise God you got 21. See, but what I'm saying here, I'm not down in pain medicine. I'm not down in doctors. I'm not. But we got to realize there is a real spiritual realm of darkness that has influence if we yield to it. And once a Christians yield to it. I didn't feel like going to church today. Well, you yielded to it. I ain't going over there to Faithway. They hurt your feelings over there. Scotty Teresa's just straight. We're victorious. But God, you would rather have somebody straight than somebody up here full of hogwash that just paints you a souped up message so that you feel better and go out of here and don't get nothing, no kind of substance to go out in this world and stand as light in this dark world. I would rather have somebody that is straight, that is sincere, feeding into my life something that is sustains me. Hallelujah. Well, I knew that I had to forgive. I was called into the ministry, Mac, at a young age, like a lot of y'all are. You don't even know it yet. Got a calling from the Lord, things to do for Jesus, supernatural things that will occur, you know. And why do we think that the enemy is just going to say, oh, come into my life, Jesus. Oh, save me, Jesus. And Satan just said, well, ain't nothing I can do now. Just let him go. He ain't doing that. He's saying, no, y'all go. Get them in that anger they used to be in. Get them in unforgiveness. Hook them back on drugs. I've been tempted to do cocaine to lose about 30 pounds. Smoke pot, I want to eat the house down, get some Doritos and a gallon of tea and all that, so there ain't no need me trying to lose weight and smoke pot. Got the munches. I mean, I need a banana sandwich just right after I get stoned. You got to have some tea because it's, you know, your slava's thick. Johnny's going, pot, ex-pot smoker. And so, you know, I'm like, Satan, what do you think? I'm stupid. I've been born again. The Bible says I'm not ignorant of your devices. I'm not taking cocaine. I'm not watching pornography. Me and Teresa to have a good sex life. We ain't got no kids in here now. Let's just lay it all out online. I used to watch pornography thinking it'd give me a good sex life with my wife. You got all you do is get all up in a bunch of lust. Rob's grown up. Oh, well, okay. He's going to learn it sooner or later. It's all up in the school. First, second, third grade, parents do it. They see it. They know what's going on. They get on up in here in church. I know. That world is going to feed it in them. That school system's going to feed it. Everybody ain't holy that's teaching our kids. Everybody ain't holy. They need to hear this stuff. Travis heard some of it when he was young. Now they want to let them decide whether they're a girl or boy at 8 or 9 years old. Ain't that stupid? Sad. We live in that world. But see, there's where that tug of war, that's where children of the light are over here, and we're like, we're not going to be deceived. We're going to be the light out here, bless God. We ain't going to be drug into this culture war that is going on between darkness and light. We're going to be separate. We're going to take heed to the Word of God. See, the Word of God's what tells me that I don't never have to divorce Teresa. I hang on to that. That's like worth more than $1 million to me. Well, some people can't help it. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about me and you. I stay out of that arena. I'm not going to get in that tug of war. But don't you understand? They can't stay together. I'm not trying to understand, sweetheart. I know what the Bible says. And as for me and my house, I am going to stick with the Bible. I don't care if WBRC6, Fox, CNN, fuck all of them. If they want to preach another gospel, I'm shutting them off. In other words, I'm not taking the seeds of the lies of this world, because Satan uses some of them like puppets. God said, if you're not for me, you are against me. So people that are in darkness and walking in darkness, I know exactly who their father is. I know exactly why they're yielding to that. They can't help themselves. They are over in the powers, under the principalities and powers. Well, how do you say that? There ain't but two kingdoms. It's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. The Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. He's the god that is down here, and he has certain influences in this kingdom, this earthly kingdom. But you know what? The Bible says that we've been redeemed from him. We've been delivered out of the powers of God. He was stripped of all power. Now see, I'm trying to you know, have your mind thinking at another level. Jesus said, let this mind be in you, which was also increased in Christ Jesus. He says, put on the mind of Christ. Put on the word. Jesus was word-minded. Go over in Mark 4. When the devil come to him, he offered him glory. He offered him power. He offered him the kingdoms of this world. If you would just bow down and worship me. See, in this tug of war that I've seen, I've never seen that before. I told Teresa, because I forgot about driving the box truck for the food, I told her, I said, I'm not going to be going with you this morning. I'm not through with my sermon. Because usually about 5:10 to 9, I'll get going there, and I'll take a shower a Saturday night, but I'll go in there and wet my hair back down. You don't know what that means. Johnny just jump out of bed, slide on, get a little grease, go in there and go. No, I got to go fluff this thing, you know. But I didn't feel through, Mac. I didn't feel like God was through with it. So if I have to show up here at 1 minute till 10, I will be at Sunday school. I'm dedicated. I am dedicated to that. I'm dedicated to church. I'm dedicated to the things. That is what caused me to be solid in the things that I'm solid in, is going after him and staying plugged in to the anointing that God had plugged me into. Every one of y'all, God wants you somewhere. Preacher told me one time, well, we're not going nowhere. I said, I'm going to pray that God will show you, sir, where you need to be, you and your family. Just because you are a minister of the gospel don't mean that God don't want you submitted somewhere. Submitting to the lordship of Jesus through going. Preacher told me one time, I told him, I said, won't you come to church? He used to pastor and out of church. Told me, he said, I ain't going to be no church, no pew warmer. And I said, well, you're better off to be a pew warmer than a backslid preacher. Because you can't expect us to do the word and you not, because God's called you to preach, sir. That word, forsake not the assembling, applies to you too, man. And you're going to stand before the Lord one day, and you're going to have to tell him, I just ain't going to be a church, a pew warmer, Lord. And maybe he won't say, flee from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. See, the enemy has a tug, a rope. Now, a lot of Christians, they won't take the rope. They won't get a hold of it. They're like, nah, I'm not hanging around them sin adultery right now. Nah, I'm not going to hang around them just doing dope right now. I'm not going around. Nah, I'm not going to get a hold of that rope. I'm not going to fight battles that I don't have. I'm not going to even get the rope to have to struggle with those battles. I've done been redeemed from that. I don't hang around with people that's got to buy something all the time, because it tries to rub off on me, Johnny. They spirits are buying stuff around me. You know? Every time one of my brothers, we used to get around each other, we'd just all of a sudden want to buy boats. And I mean, we couldn't help ourselves. So we ride around buying boats and stuff. And I stayed in trouble with Teresa a lot. Just drag it home, Mac. What's that, a boat? What's that next week? Boat. What's that? Boat. Boat. You love me. You love boats more than you love me. See what happened? I got when you yielding to those spirits, they drag you over in out of the anointing over here to where the flesh is wanting to rule. The flesh, it feels good to sin. It feels good to go after. It feels good to yield to gossip. See, some of you have got a hold to that rope, and the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, I can't remember what it said, but it said, lest the root of bitterness sprang up. All of a sudden, you ain't been bitter, but now you're bitter because somebody did something to you. Now you're remembering what they did to you 30 years ago. Now you're remembering what everybody did. Now you've got a root of bitterness working on the inside of you, and it's like a cancer. It's killing life in you. It's killing the Zoe life of God. It's killing your faith. It's destroying your joy and your peace. I didn't come up with a sermon today. I hope it ain't none of y'all in here. But it is somebody. Maybe out there in Facebook land. Maybe that's why I try to find nothing out about this church, Mac, and I'm being honest, you know. I try not to talk to nobody about everybody. I just try to stay away from that because I don't know. You know, it tries to. When I need to preach on something and I know something, it's hard. I struggle. I struggle with it because I'm like, they know I know. So I try not to know anything. I keep my nose out of your business. Now, some of y'all up in everybody's business. You got to know everything about everybody. Why? Why? Why do you got to know? You've been wanting to know for 30 years and it ain't changed you a bit. You know everything about everybody. You know, Travis used to get the busted paper till I think you can get it on your phone now. Just to go see who's busted out there in Blountsville. Well, why do you got to know who's busted? Right? Did you know Carl's in jail? I knew something was wrong with him. We knew it too every time we got around you said it. We could care less about Carl. We're over here till we get around you. We was fine. We was just happy. And then we get around you. Did you know Carl was smoking pot? God forgive him. God forgive him. We didn't know until you told us, loudmouth. But God, you just messed up my whole bowl of soup. Now I'm going to go worry about Carl now. God, Carl, not Carl, Lord. I was whipping the devil till Carl come up and some of y'all Christians told me about him. Did you know that you can be the rope that helps drag people into this thing, these battles that they don't need to be fighting? Why not say, hey, we're pulling them devils up to the line, they haven't let go. We got the rope, baby. Y'all get a hope back there. Come on, we don't care who left who. Come on, we don't care who lost their house. We go pray for them. We're not in that battle. They have the same Jesus we have. They have the same opportunity to go to church and learn as we have. They have the same faith that we have. Now we can just horn it. Y'all come on over here. What? We're over here. We can't hear you. Come down here.
We don't want to go to church. Well, we do.
Anybody in here broke right now? Anybody broke? You plumb broke. Slip your hand up. Don't be ashamed. I'm about to give you $100. See there? See what y'all got into by listening to the Lord? Now Teresa's back there trying to be deceitful. She's had both hands up. Wanting $200. No, man. Trying to get my money back. See, if you should have been broke right then, should have went, phew. She thought about it. I'm going to bust her with $100 anyhow, Mac. I'm going to give her $100 right away. I know what. You won't have to. I'm a man of my word. I'm going to do what I said. Hallelujah. We got the victory. The victory's already ours. Give me that Proverbs, Beth, please. Could you? I ain't even read y'all no scripture, have you? No, give me that 1 Timothy 1, 2 Timothy. Let me have it first. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a what? sound mind. I'm going to focus on this sound mind. Because the Lord told me this morning, He said, this war is in the minds. He said, this war that I am creating in the minds of people. He said, they don't resist it because they can't see it. Not that the enemy is. God said they can't see it. They're not really coming up and realizing that they are these principalities and powers. They have been stripped, but if you let them, they can stay and keep things on your mind. I've been sitting in the service before and thought, ooh, man, I'd like to have a joint. Oh, man. Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I didn't know it, you know. I didn't know Satan comes to church. I didn't really realize he come to church. I'm like, where did that come from? I don't want no pot. I don't want no pot. I don't want a marijuana. I don't want a marijuana. Happened to me in church 2 years after I was saved. Every time I go to church, I think about, oh, that red hurts in. I smoked some with somebody one time, and it was so good. They laced it. I took about 3 tokes, man. I'm just sitting there, and I'm stoned. I went, ooh, boom. They come over, you're hot. And I said, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm good. I'm good. I was enjoying it. I was stoned, Mac. And I didn't know they laced it with coke. Laced that little cocaine. It was good stuff. Start. Well, I'm sitting in church, and it's what I thought of. That was the best marijuana I'd ever smoked in my life. Man, you take, you smoke a joint, man, you just fall out. You in la-la land. You stoned, man. You don't want nobody messing with you. You're good. Wonder why it's just that one. I've been smoking for 7 years. And so I learned that my mind belongs to me. After I learned that, I thought, oh, somebody had control of my mind before I got born again. And that same devil wants to control it now. He wants to keep me mad. He wants to keep me unforgiving. People that have hurt me, he don't want me telling people that I'm sorry for what I did for you. He don't want me humble. He did. Satan don't want me humble. He don't want me to humble myself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt me in due season. He may exalt you. So if you are bitter at somebody, get it out. I mean, just cough it up, so to speak, and I mean, poof, spit it out. And tell that devil, take your stuff back, to take it to hell when you go. Because I'm redeemed. And then you got to stand up, and when those thoughts about whatever you've had bitterness come to your mind, cast them down and say, nope, God, give me a sound mind, not a worried mind. I meditated on the word sound mind this morning, the word sound. And the Lord began to minister to me. He said, sound mind. That means a stable mind. A stable mind. What that means is, you know, you used to be one way and it comes back and tries to work and your mind's made up. It's stable. You're not going to be double-minded where you don't receive anything. James says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So it means a stable mind, a settled mind, an in-control mind. And that kind of mind is a healthy mind. But the only way to really get that mind is get that mind renewed to God's Word and keep it and meditate on it every day. Think on it every day about something. If it ain't but two verses or something, every day. And that is part of your serving Jesus. The most fulfilling thing in my life today is trusting God. Nothing fulfills me like that. Trusting Him for my finances. Now, used to, I had to make myself trust Him. But I needed so much. You know. I mean, other things was trying to get me over that line. God ain't going to come through for you. I know He did it one time, but it's just not going to happen. You'll never, but there was things I was addicted to. Pornography was one of them. I fought it as a Christian. I battled with it as a Christian. you know, because I'd still want to watch pornography where we'd have a good sex life. Pornography shouldn't be a part of mine or your life. We don't need pornography. Well, I'm lonely. Well, believe God and get you a real one. Well, I mean, it's going to cost me if I do that. They're going to want that. Well, you got to pay sometimes to play. We understand we're married. Some of us married. I told Teresa one time, I told her, I said, you're a $1,000 woman. Man, she done jumped that up, Mac. I went to her and I said, you're a $1,000 woman. She said, nope, done moved up now. I'm not a $1,000. I was a $1,000 woman. See, me and her and you, any level that we're successful on is because we have renewed our mind and we begin to believe and get our mind sound. See, Satan comes in. The Bible says that he is the author of confusion. Anytime you get around people and they're just, well, I'm just confused about everything. Well, who's the author of that? Satan. So they're yielding to his doing. I'm not confused about marriage. I know I'm not a woman. I can prove it. I can say I feel like one all day long. Search me and you'll find different. I can put a wig on, lipstick on, and all of that stuff. And I can convince myself that I'm not confused about it, Mac. I can't get pregnant, thank God. Thought Teresa was going to throw me out of the hospital. I'm like, little man, you're hurting my feelings, man. I mean, I'm going to be in here when the baby's born, you know. She's going to knock me out. She's in pain. You know, thank God I can't get pregnant. I don't want to be a woman. Anybody in here, guys, want to be a woman? I'm going to cast that devil right out of you. He done got you to believe in a lie. He done got your mind not sound now. Now he's moving you over into emotion realm. When your mind gets unsettled, it brings you over into an emotional realm. And that's where Satan rules. He rules in that emotion realm. I got to have it. I can't quit. I can't forgive. And he has those thoughts and you feel it. That's why the Bible says the just shall live by faith. We walk and live by faith, the Bible says. He set aside a mind in control mind, healthy mind. See, they say on TV, the older you get, the more you forget. Well, I go around saying I don't ever forget nothing but God. I got a sound mind. I don't listen to that TV and some of these folks that ain't controlling their mind. Where's it at? Hey, man, I've lost my glasses and hung them half a day nearly one time. They was on top of my head. That don't mean I got Alzheimer's. Right? I'm just too busy. I got too much on my mind that I can't remember where they was at. Well, now I've trained myself in the garage door business in sound mind in it to the point to where if I think and everything's quiet, I can tell you exactly what we did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But if I've got chaos in the truck going on, I can't remember. See, Satan wants chaos going on in our mind so that we forget the word and it don't become fruitful. Like Teresa brought out Luke 8 over there, praise God. I'm not bringing forth 30% of the word. I don't want 60, thank God for them. I want the word to be in full production in my mind and in my heart. 1 Peter 5, Teresa quoted this scripture. I quoted that other, Ephesians 6. Humble yourself before under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due season. Casting all your care. Care is taught to you. Your light bill. I mean, right now, tax time's trying to talk to me. It's coming. It ain't these fault. I mean, it's trying to talk to me right now. Oh, God. I had to pay in last year. I wonder what it's going about. I believe for increase. God! And then I said, I cast that out right now. I cast that over on the Lord, black God, and that's the way that is. He said, casting all your care on him. If you don't, he can't care for you. There's a reason he says do that. Because he says, he goes on to tell you why. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, I know a lot of Christians today, and if you're out there, La La Land, Facebook, or wherever you're at, I know a lot of Christians he is devouring. He is devouring Christians. He's not seeking to devour the lost. He's got them. They're already sitting in darkness and destruction. He's talking to Christians right here. If you don't cast your cares over on the Lord, your adversary will take advantage of the cares that you take on. Well, I'm just worried about my mama. Why? Cast it on the Lord. The Bible says, don't worry. Yeah, I was meditating on that one time because I worried about everything, man. I get in front of these preachers, and I'm practicing it now, Mac. I mean, I've done mastered about 5% of it, And I got over there, and I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to put it into action, I'm trying to be a doer of the word. And it's like, well, I'm worried about my church, and I'm worried about them members over there. And some of them come, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? And we're afraid of the devils, and I said, And so I told them, I said, I don't worry about nothing. Oh, Brother Scotty, you got to worry about something. I said, no, I don't. The Bible says don't worry. I said, now that's a challenge. I said, I'm just going to give all my cares to y'all. Y'all already carrying a bunch of them. So I might as well just give you some more. Maybe you might want to commit suicide as a Christian. We all dump them on you. If we don't dump them on God. Then they went on about fear. I said, I don't fear the devil. Oh, you got to be scared of something. I said, God hadn't given me a spirit of fear. Timidity. I said, to fear is cowardly. I said, that word over there where it says he's not given a spirit of fear, that means cowardness. Coward. I'm afraid I'm not going to have any money. I'm afraid I'm going to have to pay in a bunch in taxes. Well, good. But God, if I pay in $230,000, I've made $2 million maybe. Right? I'm not afraid. That ain't going to ride me. It's a January, man. You think I'm going to lose sleep between April? Time I get in April, I'm like, God, I'm not even going to CD. Forget it. I'm not ever filing taxes again. This is garbage. It'll wear you out. Carrying cares will wear you out. What does the Bible say? Don't it say God will supply all of our needs according to His? That is what puts you and me in rest. I want to thank Dee's my deliverer, but I know better. She does the best she can to help me, but there's only so much the woman can do. Right? So ain't no need me going in there. What? Are you serious? Are you serious? Indeed, they dropped the tax credit this year. Oh, that stupid government. Oh, God. Now, look, if you're in the world, that's good. You ought to have a heart attack. But if you're in the kingdom, you should be like, well, glory to God, God will supply. It ain't what I wanted, but God. But it is what it is, and my God is he's a big God until we get out of church. We get out there and the devil says, honk, you idiot. You would never shoot a bird in here. Thought me on the ear, dude, up there. I wanted to punch him out, but I didn't do it because we're in church, Mac. Now, when I got outside, I thought, thump me now. Black God, you thump me now. You a deacon, I don't care. You won't thump me again on the back. It hurt, Mac. Behind me. He caused me to get hold of a rope. And I did when he greeted us at the door. I walked by him and I started to say, why don't you just come on outside? Thump me on the ear out here. We can't do it in the house of God, man. We do it out here. See, he was God in there. But my mind, when I got out here, I'm loose. I'm loose. I'm just loose. No, Satan's out there. Come on, lay down. Tell me what you've dedicated to the Lord. I'm Delilah. Come on, tell him to step outside, thump you on the ear. I mean, you wouldn't think I would think that. I come out of the world, Mac. I mean, you know, I had this cap that wasn't good, you know, just wasn't good. And I'm wanting to go to the movies down there, and Tracy, you can't wear that cap down there. I said, you let them just say something about my cap. Buck God, I put my cap on. I walk right up in that thug neighborhood in there. Buck God, they run my cousin out there and shot his car up and stuff, you know. And I put my cap on, Buck God, and I had my stick out there, hole with a hook on it, laying where I could just get her out right quick. You know, y'all start something, better leave me alone. And I go right in there with my cap on. Smart aleck white boy, that's not what it said. But it was not good. I was proud of that cap. I mean, that cap meant it was me. This is me. It was tall, too. Said it. See how dumb that was? Dumb, wasn't it? I wouldn't even touch the cap now. It would come straight from the devil. The devil got it to me. He wanted me killed down there, man. It's a wonder they didn't get me down there. You know, I mean, going down there. I mean, that's like going over, hey, devil. My hands are tied behind the back. Just come on. Come on, sucker. Try. See, when we're not standing on the word, and we tied our hands. But see, the Bible says in Mark, give me that Mark 4, please. Did I read all that? Yeah, I did. Give me that. Not Mark 4, Proverbs. I'm sorry. I think it's Proverbs. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them to your heart. The word heart here in the Old Testament sometimes translates mind. They didn't have a concept of this heartbeat. Mind, but they knew the thoughts. He said, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your mind, your heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Go ahead, Beth, get in. Guard. Keep means guard. Guard your mind. Guard your heart. Guard your mind with all diligence. Somebody say diligently. Diligently watch your thoughts. We've been watching movies, two or three movies. Tracy, she can watch movies for hours. I mean, these episode stuff. I mean, she gets on that, and I mean, she can just watch it. And it goes off. She don't even like to go through the intro, you know, the introduction. Just skip it and just go right on, get on with it. Come on. After about 6 episodes, you know, I'm like, God, my mind is burning with this, you know. And so I told her yesterday, I said, turn it on something real.
Why don't you just find you something?
I said, well, you know, I mean, maybe the news, something that's real. It's not a movie. It's, you know, something real. I mean, is that weird? I mean, really, am I weird or what? Turning on something that ain't made up. And she said,
well, the news is,
what was that word you used? Yeah. She said, you told me you wanted real, not fantasy. She missed the point. Just get it off the movie. Come on, man, we watched 6 episodes. God, I need to watch something. Something down here that's real, you know. So she goes off in there, and I turn on news for about 45 minutes, and then I feel drained even more. So then I turned it on preaching. That's what I did, Mac. I thought all of this stuff is fantasy world anyhow, Teresa said. They tell you it's going to rain tomorrow. Nope, it's snowing. They tell you summer's coming. Groundhog. How does he see? How do they know if he really saw his shadow or not? Because they go out and he goes, he runs back in the hole. Yep, saw his shadow. Got 6 more weeks. And then Christian, oh, my God. Are you serious, God? God, are you serious? I hate winter. I hate this cold. My hands
Oh, every time I have to go out, my hands are cold, my feet is cold, my legs are cold. Oh, everything. And then you get in there and build a good hot fire. Oh, it's smoking in here. It's hot in here. I can't stand wintertime. It's cold outside and it's hot in the house.
Did you know that's a Christian with a, what do you call that, menopause stuff? Hot flashes and stuff. But see, Mac, it's what they trained herself to do. Yeah. I'll never have it. I ain't gonna have it. I'm not trying that.
Oh, give me a blanket.
I've seen them in here come in. Oh, it's hot in here. Pull it off and just, I mean, looking around everybody. We know you got hot flashes. Put that down. We knew it when you come in and started breathing that hot air. And then a few minutes,
it's kind of getting chilly. It's kind of getting chilly now.
Stand up, interrupt everybody. Are y'all hot? No, we're trying to pay attention to the word. We ain't figured out why are we hot and cold. You're making us have hot flashes. See, the Bible says guard our heart with all diligence. For out of it flows the issue of life. Did you know victory, when you victory came in you, and did you know the more word you put in, the more victory you're putting in? You know, the more victory you put in, the more victory you're going to get out. I mean, that's just really the way it works. I done figured out, you know, we give our dude a raise, you know, that works for us and everything. He don't deserve none of it. We just give it to him. You know, I told him, I said, you know, man, I said, now, you know what? I said, you've worked 30 hours, you get $30 more. What? Oh. Is that he's saying? Oh. Everything he's, oh. He said, hand me that. Oh. Pick up that. Oh. Is that rod in there? Oh. So I'll go up there and give him a little impact. Oh. Hey, oh, give you something to know about. It's funny. I mean, I'm just being funny. He's a good guy. He's trained himself to say, oh, you would think he hurt himself. Oh, you okay? Oh. It's hilarious. Some of the things God sends into my path. He knows I need some joy. He knows when to send it. He sent Dave one time. He was really funny. Phew. But look, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, I brought all this to you. The Bible says in Philippians, then we ain't got time to get into it. He said, think on these things. Whatever things are good, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, think on. The word think means to meditate on this. You know, when I think about, you know, it's going to be 6 more weeks of winter, according to the groundhog. I just have to praise God for right now. I just have to say thank you, Lord, for wintertime. It's good. It's good. I don't like it, Mac. I don't. But why do I want to be a little Christian preacher whine bag about it being cold? Just suck it up and praise God for the cold. Maybe there won't be as many flies and mosquitoes that we gripe about.
I'm telling you, the flies are just like, I don't, mosquitoes this year. Well,
you didn't have no winter, sweetheart, and you was happy to. The flies showed up. And the mosquitoes that didn't get froze out. See what I'm saying? Guard our heart. Don't let these things, out of it flows your life. Go around saying, I'm healed. I'm set free. I'm delivered. I was addicted to something up into Christian pornography and different things. And I went around and quoted Romans for years in my life and finally got free, where it says, sin shall not have dominion over me. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I can't shake this on my own, God. But God, I'm believing you, Lord. And the Lord said, take my word. He said, my word works in that area just like it does in finances and healing. He said, take my word and get it in there and get that coming out of your mouth. Don't go around saying, I won't never. And I believed I would never be free, never. It was something I believed I would never be free because it had such a stronghold in my life. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians over there 10, it says casting down those imaginations, casting down those lies. Why? They're trying to get you to where you ain't got a sound mind. And if I preach something and you can see yourself a hold to that rope, today you got to let the rope go. Today you got to decide, I'm not going to be drug over into the arena that Satan wants me in, out of faith, where he can destroy my life, he can bring havoc into my life. Today I'm turning loose of that rope or begin to pull. You pull him your way. You pull him. You start pulling the other way. See, he works for me. That sucker hates it when I tell the church that. I wish they wouldn't tell them out. Now they're going to start demanding things out of me. Bow, Satan. I bind you right now, Satan. What you meant for my bad, God turned it around and worked it to my good according to Romans 8:28, because we know that all things work together. So if the enemy tries something and me and you get on the word, pray God, he's working for us. Instead of against us, he's working for us. And we're not very good taskmasters with the devil. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, I thank you.